This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So here we are, point to point.
Say that again, Doug. Wait a minute. Okay, now.
Take two.
Point to point. Broadcasting here, our mouths to your ears. This is the DJV program, and it features Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get inside Jennifer's head, shall we, and see what's going on. Let me see if I can knock, knock. Jennifer, anybody home?
It's messy in there. Be careful.
Is it really?
I didn't clean up before you came over.
Oh, I see. All right.
A lot going on.
Yes, there is.
All right. All right. Well, the president is at the UN today. He's expected to give an address to the General Assembly in which he will use very tough rhetoric when he talks about Iran and their current path that they've been on. But it seems that what is overshadowing the president's speech at the UN is the fact that Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, Adam Schiff at the head of the Intel Committee, are going to have a big meeting tonight. They're going to have a behind closed doors caucus meeting in which they will discuss once again the I word, impeachment. They feel that maybe their numbers could be there to pursue file articles of impeachment against the president. And this stems from his phone call with the Ukrainian president, President Zelensky, in which Democrats assert that President Trump did quid pro quo, easy for me to say, which would have said something to the effect of, we are going to withhold military money, we're going to withhold the money that we give you unless you provide dirt on a political opponent, in this case, Joe Biden. So that's the claim from Democrats. President Trump has denied it. Ukraine has denied that. And in any case, this is the direction in which they will kind of go. And I believe they probably will come to a consensus to file articles of impeachment against Trump. And in some ways, I feel like that's what he's pushing them to do by not revealing the transcript. I think he's actually purposely having them go down this path, which
to what end?
Rough road, because I think he knows what he said, and I think as soon as they start going in that direction, he'll probably release the transcript and make them look like idiots.
Mm-hmm. Not that they don't already look like idiots.
Love or hate, Trump trolls people quite a bit, and it doesn't have a shame bone in when he does it. I mean, this is what most people would be shamed out of ever doing that, but he is not. And so I think he says, okay, fine, say all these things, say I'm in treasonous, say that I deserve the death penalty like Bill Weld did, his Republican opponent, say all of these things, and then see what happens. We'll see. I mean, that's just my gut instinct in watching what happens politically, but it wouldn't surprise me if that is the next step.
Okay. I came upon a survey. I don't know if it's a survey. It's a study of our involvement in wars, whether it be there are people who call what's going on the border our war to control our destiny. And it is failing. Any war that we are in at the moment, we have, whether we want to look at it as failure or not, I'm not sure what jargon you want to use, but if we base results as being the most important thing, are we keeping people from coming into our country who are not supposed to be here? And the answer is no, we aren't. All the money that we're spending, whatever the plan is, these people keep coming up with new plans on both sides. Let them in, keep them out, let them in, keep them out. But we basically have lost the war to control our border because between last January and yesterday, 2 million people have come into our country. How do we handle that if it were to be that number every year? 2 million people. In addition to the births, our birth rate is declining in this country. we don't have enough, then people argue, well, we're going to keep businesses booming, we need to let these people in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The immigration system is completely overwhelmed and completely broken. So when you think about 35,000 immigrants that have come in almost on a daily basis, it's hard to fathom. I don't think any news organization is really studying. They're talking about how terrible it is. Trump's a no-good bum,
Most of them said there was no problem. That's the sad thing, is that
it
most
is
of them
a problem.
Don't even want us.
It's a huge problem.
But most of them said, oh, there's no issue at the border. Everything's fine.
It's a huge issue. And I wonder constitutionally, those of you who are all over the Constitution, how does the Constitution deal with immigration? I've never asked that question before, but I began thinking about it when I was looking at these stats. All these people say, oh, I believe in the Constitution. Okay. So what is the Constitution?
I think constitutionally it sets up asylum, but I think beyond that, I don't think there's much there, right?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm asking the question because I don't know what the answer is.
Asylum is in the Constitution, but I don't think, like, I mean, if you think back how long ago that was written, immigration was not even an issue.
Well,
we were the immigrants, like the white man, they were the immigrants who, you know, took over from everyone else. So
yeah, we chased everybody out, shot the people who wouldn't go
political
away quietly.
Political asylum was established. That's for sure, but beyond that, I don't think much.
Well, I don't see this thing going away soon. And I've been talking on the air long before this became, it kind of reminds me of the football thing.
If the laws were actually enforced, that because people go crazy when the law's enforced.
Why? Well, change the law then. And you know the other thing that is really beginning to bother me, and this came about as a result of seeing numbers increasing. We're sending people to the Middle East, but you know we sent more soldiers to Afghanistan. And we have had, in Afghanistan, to no avail whatsoever, not one good thing has come out of the 24,167 casualties who are Americans in Afghanistan. Tell me one thing that has happened in Afghanistan that has been to our benefit. After 24,167 Americans, since this thing started when Bush was president, have died there. What? Have we got?
It doesn't justify the deaths.
Getting
but
rid of bin Laden would probably be the big highlight.
24,000 to one?
Right. Well, more than one. We've blown up a lot of ISIS fighters, is it worth the human cost? Probably not.
$6 trillion. Is it worth that? We spent but I think it's $6.5-7 trillion in Iraq. How many know that we've spent almost $6 trillion in Afghanistan? Your money, my money. What do we got to show for it? I'm looking at pictures of men and women who have died in service in Afghanistan, and I say to myself, why? What comes from this? This is the longest war we have ever fought. It cost $52 billion a week, $250 million a day, $24,000 a second. Figure it out. And for what? There are 16,000 troops there, or close to it, in Afghanistan. Why? We're looking at the deaths, includes U.S. civilian contractors and people wounded, 327,000 veterans who have served at one point or another in Afghanistan have PTSD. 327,000! Are you willing to see that continue? I'm not. I think it's an outrage. A damnable outrage. And there's no excuse for it. There isn't. There's nothing about it that makes any sense to me, like a lot of other things. But something I think we ought to know, you know, it's back to civics and what people are taught in school. You think those things are ever discussed in school? Kids, you know, we need to have an attitude toward these sorts of things. And people who blindly say, I'll follow the government anyway, my country right or wrong. That's wrong. Nothing about that is right, in my opinion. Okay, Doug, take a deep breath. Breathe from below your belly button. All right. Quiet down here a little bit so I can talk about something that is good for you. That white smile that you used to have that has been polluted and diluted by the coffee, the tea, the wine, the smoking that you're doing. So what do we do about that? Well, because these people have been reliable sponsors of this program for 8-9 years, I guess I've told this story how many, probably more times than I can count, Victoria. But it works, and it's a good story to tell. Power swabs. As a matter of fact, you know what? I haven't done this for a while. All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Ready? You snap open the tube. You take, there's a Q-tip in there that has all of this fabulous, the ingredients are all natural, a whitening agent that you put up and down, starting at gums, put it on your teeth all the way around, top, okay? And then get another swab, falling off, put it on the bottom of your teeth. And in 5 minutes, I will see a difference. I do this on the air, I don't know what, every week or two, depends. And I do notice a difference. You'd notice a difference if you look. You'll notice a difference when you do it yourself. That's the important test. What happens when you do it? When you do it, you'll see that this solution brightens your smile, whitens your teeth. Power swabs works in just 5 minutes, and it incrementally will make your teeth whiter and brighter, and it doesn't eat into the enamel. It extracts. That's the magic of this natural detergent. Extracts the stains from the enamel to protect your teeth. Power swabs removes not only the stains from your natural teeth, but caps, veneers, that sort of thing. You got them? Call this number, 800-208-1797. Order power swabs now. Use the DJV code. Pay half the retail price. What a deal. And what a great smile you'll have. 800, write the number down, 208-1797. Or better yet, call it now and order. 800-208-1797. The whitest smile you've ever had since you were a kid comes from power swabs.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You'll be happy to know that, let's see, Christmas Eve is 1, 2, 3 months from today. I like that, boys and girls.
You know how that thrills me when you hear that.
Sober, you're right up. Today is Tuesday, September the 24th. So we got October 24th, November 24th, and then it's Christmas. Mariah telling her fans she's not quite ready to celebrate Christmas yet. But to ask her again on November the 1st when her Merry Christmas record turns 25. Her early present to fans, the album special 2-CD Deluxe Anniversary Edition, featuring the original album, bonus disc with rare remixes and unreleased live performances. She announced their re-release on Twitter yesterday. She released new holiday merchandise, including Mariah Carey. Mariah, hello, Mariah, thank you. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stockings, beanies, that kind of stuff. Who wears a beanie anymore? Anybody wear a beanie?
Didn't Victoria just buy some beanies last year? Or something like it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think he thinks a beanie is something different than what it is. You would probably call it a ski cap.
Oh.
Right? Like a hat.
But beanie is what we wore when we pledged in college, these silly hats. They were called beanies.
No one's wearing those
beanies.
No, okay. Just check.
Like a yarmulke?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not what a beanie is. Yeah. I had a feeling that you didn't know what,
a beanie is.
Remember the NASA hat that I bought you? That's a beanie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Got it. The story from Mariah now. She says, I don't want to get too excited. I'm going to calm down. Christmas is happening. We need to get through Halloween and Thanksgiving first. Halloween is, 5 weeks away? So let's see. The bonus disc in the double deluxe set, you can expect unreleased live tracks from her 1994 Christmas performance at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York, and a new rendition of Sugar Plum Fairy. If you want to pre-order, the bundles also come with early access tickets for her upcoming U.S. tour. The double CD features holiday songs like Silent Night, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Oh Holy Night, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, miss you the most at Christmas, joy to the world, Santa Claus coming to town, hark the herald angels sing, and all that sort of thing. So if all you want for Christmas is Mariah Carey's music, you're all set. When is it available again? The 1st of November.
November 1st, yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Some people love two solid months of Christmas music leading up to Christmas.
Well, it'll be, you know, every year there's a race to be the first radio station in the country to start playing Christmas music, and some of it starts in October. So you'll have your wish fulfilled in the next few weeks. Let's turn our attention now to the new version of David Bowie's Heroes. This is a video that marks the song's anniversary. A new version of the music video for Heroes has been re-released, mark the 42nd anniversary of the song's original. My God, 42 years ago? Woo! 1977, on this date, in 77, the song served as the title track for Bowie's acclaimed 12th studio album, which had been released or was released the following month. The new Heroes edit, made from footage from a filming of the original video to celebrate the song's latest anniversary. It's been given the stamp of approval by Bowie's official Facebook page. That's interesting, huh? The new edition of Heroes is synced to the remastered version, the 2017 remastered version of Heroes, which was edited back into the 77 7-inch single format. That's kind of complicated, right? The video's editor says, in considering the many possible ways of making my own recut version of the Heroes promo video, I eventually decided to salvage the wonderful complete take one. So, I guess this is take one, right? Is that what this is?
The video, yeah. The song is the same, but yeah, the video, when you see the footage of it, he basically has smoothed over some of the stuff that, like, where Bowie mistakes the lip syncing, things like that, so it's made it a lot cleaner.
Yeah, okay. So lots of modern digital editing involved in this. If you're a Bowie fan, you'd be interested to know that that's what's coming. 28 after the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of CNN says there was never an imminent threat to employees of the news network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot that was targeting it. CNN President Jeff Zucker sending an email to employees saying they were never in any danger and that the company's security team actively monitors situations like that one on a daily basis. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith, accused of discussing a bomb attack against a major U.S. news network, and reports are that CNN was the target. After initially planning to skip it, President Trump did make a brief stop to a UN climate change summit yesterday.
We have the cleanest air, we have the cleanest water, cleaner than it's ever been before in our country, and I like clean air and I like clean water.
Then at another event, he described religious persecution as a wound on all humanity. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
There we go again. All the players are here featured on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Don't forget to check out our podcast. It's there all the time, djvshow.com. We have unique blends of stories, putting together ideas about what's going on, including perhaps the latest from Leah Remini, who has done a lot to diss Scientology, I guess you'd put it that way, right, Victoria?
Well, yes, she has certainly left the Church of Scientology and and tried to burn it all down on her way out the door. And she has successfully changed a lot of minds and perceptions about Scientology. She's had an Emmy-winning, an Emmy Award-winning show.
To what end, though? What's the point? What is she trying to? Is she doing this
she
to
wants the,
help
well,
herself,
she wants,
or is she helping other people?
No, she's helping other people who are victims, and the show is just, it's riveting. It's riveting in a very sad way, because we live in America, and we think that, you know, this is a place of freedom, and there are people being held against their will. There are so many stories of people who came forward
like
who have now left.
Locked up in a cage?
Exactly, like and they call it the hole. the hole. Really? There are children who are used as slave labor on those ships that, because it's just far enough offshore, it's international maritime law that no one really can go after them, and they're denied education so that they never leave. They're not even in school. Like, it's just, apparently the health conditions of a lot of those kids, anemic.
Why does it take an individual to tell this story rather than, let's say, the government? What's the government?
Well, the government's done nothing. And that's what she wants. She wants the IRS to revoke their tax exemption status, which would then make them not a religion.
Why hasn't the government done anything to this point?
Because, well, and that's a really good question. The way that they got their tax exemption status was back when L. Ron Hubbard, who was a quack, when he was starting up this whole Scientology thing, he faked a military career. The guy was an absolute quack. And so that's why they have, like, the Sea Org and everything, because he thought he was, like, in the Navy, and he basically was dishonorably discharged from the Navy, but has this whole narrative about he was a war hero. And so he's the one who they owed, I think they owed, it was millions of dollars in back taxes that the organization owed. And he said, the only way we're going to stay afloat here, no pun intended, with the Navy, is if we get tax-exempt status as a religion, or as a recognized organization. And so what they did was, and this is all in a documentary, multiple documentaries have confirmed all this, but what they did was they had everybody sitting in the Scientology Center, and they went after every single person who worked at the IRS, the mail delivery person, the receptionist. They inundated them with harassment. They would threaten their families. And the IRS basically just caved. They caved and gave them tax-exempt status, and all the threats went away.
Is that easy to get tax-exempt? Oh.
They went on a campaign, and this is back in, like, the probably like the late 70s, early 80s. So this was just constantly calling people, and, you know, you couldn't block a call back then. It was a real assault on everyone who worked on all levels of the IRS. That's how they got their status. Now, what she wants them to do is to revoke that status, because once you revoke that religious status, then the FBI can go in and investigate all of these claims of human rights violations.
Is there enough information?
Oh, I think so.
People say, well, but has
enough
some lawyer or group of lawyers looked at it and said, yep, we can help you, we'll go after them,
successful. No, because right now, as long as they're a religious organization, the FBI can't touch them.
No, but I mean, is she trying to do this all by herself, or are there other people that are organized that put some money and teeth behind it in order to go after them in an effective way?
Well, she has already tried everything that she can do to go after them. And so she tried to sue them, but they have $100 million retainer for lawyers every year is what they spend.
I don't know is where they get the money. Where's all this money
They suck the money out of every single member. The average member spends, wait for this, $250,000 in classes. That's each member. That's an average cost. And people have mortgaged their homes.
Are we that weak?
Yes.
Are people's minds that easily susceptible?
This is a cult.
It's an absolute cult. I get that, but what is the? I mean, I think I've told you the story. When I first was at KABC in Los Angeles back in the 90s, I was approached almost the first week. I think it was within the first month anyway. I got a call from somebody at Scientology who wanted me to put one of their people on the air. And I did, because I wanted to find, I didn't know, I mean, I've heard about Scientology, but I didn't know that much.
Yeah.
So I put this person on the air and kind of grilled him, and we spent an hour talking about Scientology, what it meant to Los Angeles, and again, I was a novice, this was 1993, I didn't know that much about it, and I didn't know that it was
down
in
Sunset Strip. And
you're
not going to hear anything negative, obviously.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, I took calls, and people started me thinking, because there were some of the calls that had the attitude you do, that they are a cult and that they're taking advantage of people and so forth and so on. So as soon as I got done with that interview, I started getting calls almost on a daily basis from people at Scientology. Well, don't you want to? We'll pay you $60 an interview, or we'll pay you $600 a week to have these people on your national program. Because not only they found out that I did a national program in addition to doing the show at KBC, so then they really wanted to sink their teeth in.
Yeah, of course.
So I went to a couple of events. I wanted to know more about. I met some of the people who were promoting. There was a woman who was the one that was my liaison, and she was interesting, I guess, probably is a word for it. She seemed to have been abused at some point in her life. Most of the people I met in Scientology were chain smokers, for whatever relevance that was. I just found it interesting. They were not health conscious. There's nothing about what went on there that would lead you to believe that they were interested in their own health and well-being. It just was a weird, I was very uncomfortable with it after a while.
Yeah, well,
and
at least you had the instinct to get out because
many people don't. I wanted to see, that's the way I am. I mean, I think like that today. I want to know how things work. And so in that circumstance, it was disarming, shall we say.
Yeah,
so
part of the problem that Leah Remini talks openly about is because she's a celebrity, she never knew any of the negative stuff that was happening to the regular people.
Right.
And so Tom Cruise is their, he's like their prophet. And they treat him like he walks on water. And, you know, there are so many different relationships that the church has arranged for him. That's how he met and married Katie Holmes. She can't even talk about their marriage because she's under a gag order with the divorce. But there are so many things that it's just, I don't know. There are so many people who have come forward now who have shared horrific, horrific stories of abuse that they suffered while being a member. And then if you defect, then they have people, they have henchmen, and they've been caught on camera. There are henchmen who show up at your house. They have footage of these henchmen going through people's mailboxes to see what they're doing with their life. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It really is. So anyway, so the most recent story with Leah Remini is she just found out that her father died, and she said she didn't know. He has been recruited by Scientology because she's been so vocal against them, and so she said he was recruited by Scientology to launch a smear campaign against her, and she said that she received a message from her sister who had been contacted by a stranger passing on his condolences for the death of their father, George Remini. And she said, we had no idea that he died and that it was a month ago. Then she said she had no idea that he was even sick leading up to his death. Scientology arranged a funeral. It came and went. None of the family knew. And she said, we were not able to say goodbye. We weren't able to work out our differences. And she said, Scientology has basically robbed us of yet another thing. And the one thing that that my sister and I wanted was a resolution to a difficult childhood that she had. And so it's yet another thing that they're up to.
Stories continue. Yep.
Yeah.
In a moment, cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Can it be done? The answer to the question in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to help you get healthy and be healthy. That's one of the trademarks of this program in my life. I want to live the life. I want to walk the talk, etc. And I do. That's one of the reasons I'm talking about this thing that helps you with sugar and diabetes. But now let's lose some weight. Let's talk about getting healthy by losing weight the right way, the correct way, with Calitren. Calotren is America's weight loss formula because it is stimulant-free, because it is drug-free, and because it works. No more crash diets. This is the natural, healthy way you've been looking for to lose weight safely and keep it off. It's amazing. You know, you get rid of the weight, you walk better, you feel better, your gait's better. There are all kinds of testimonials at calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, that'll give you some motivation. Because you all want, you know, you're listening to this because you're paying attention because you want better health for yourself. You want to be in better shape. You have your body's in good shape. You have more energy. Your digestion works better. All of those things. So no matter how much weight you want to lose, this is the key. Calitren. Calitren.com. The essential active ingredient, by the way, is a collagen protein that is what your body needs more than anything else to keep your muscle in tone and to keep the weight off. So you haven't produced it since you were like 25 years old. This jump starts it. Stay on the program for 6 months and you will find you'll not only lose the weight, but you will keep it off. Fabulous. So take collagen every night before you go to bed. It'll stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own And that is what carries the day, carries you through. Calitrin.com, special offer, special deal. It's a big sale on right now. Get free shipping as well. Use the DJV code. That's check the box for DJV at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight and keep it off. Calitrin.com. The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
87, count them, 87 major companies and a variety of sectors pledging to cut their greenhouse gas emissions. This is Climate Change Week, you know, the UN meeting in New York. You've all paid attention to that youngster who has brought this, you know, basically the world to attention here. The companies have committed to set climate targets aimed at limiting global temperature rises to 2.7 degrees above pre-industrial levels. So going back to when weather, the Industrial Revolution started about the same time we started keeping weather records. So they want to keep the rise in temperature to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above where they were in the 1880s, which I find interesting, when just on the surface, frankly. Net zero emissions is what the goal is by 2050. There is, you know, we all know what the consequences may be. I was, my son and I were talking about where I might ultimately like to live or where I might want to spend my time. And I was looking at a farm on the coast down at Dartmouth, Mass. And he said, Dad, why would you want to spend all that money to buy a place that in 50 years is going to be underwater?
He's not wrong.
Yeah, I know.
You want to buy a place in Miami, too, just to cover all your flood bases?
There you go, right. The lost continent, not Atlantis, but the continent called Greater Adria, the size of Greenland, broke off from North Africa, buried under southern Europe 140 million years ago. So you didn't probably even know it ever existed, right? It's been found! Hooray!
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To date with the theme from the Batman TV show 50 years ago, jumping out of the screen or out of your speaker, Adam West and Burt Ward. Wasn't that his name? Robin was Burt Ward.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so let's bring it up to date. Isn't Pattinson the latest Batman?
He is.
And who's going to play the
Joker?
Here's
a story. Last
night,
just broke. The super bad and Wolf of Wall Street actor Jonah Hill, who's a very talented guy and talks to play a villain in Matt Reeves' new Batman movie titled The Batman over at Warner Brothers. Now, I thought initially, okay, Jonah Hill, he's got to be the Penguin, but from reports, they're going to say he's going to play the Riddler in this film. I like that casting. He's really good. An actor named Jeffrey Wright, I think you know him. He's been in a lot of the Bourne movies.
He's
going to play Commissioner Gordon in this incarnation. Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame is going to play Bruce Wayne, Batman. This has been fast-tracked, a lot of things coming together. So it should start filming before this year is over for, I believe, summer 2020 release date. You excited, Doug? Batman news. How could you not be excited by that?
Well, I'd be excited if they used the old theme from the TV show. I think that would happen.
They'll never do that. It'll never happen.
Uh-uh. All right.
We're getting older. We're getting older because this is the fifth incarnation of Batman on the big screen already, starting in 1989 with Michael Keaton as Batman. So a lot of Batman in our lifetime.
The only person who hasn't played is Harrison Ford, I think, under the circumstances. Okay, so I went to see Downton Abbey. I know you don't have an affinity because you don't know the TV show, so you don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you weren't here yesterday. We talked about box office totals. It did better than expected, which is what I said it would do. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go on a limb. It'll do just as well next week and probably pretty close to that the week after. The word of mouth on this is fabulous. People, I was sitting in the theater by myself, mostly, well, there were couples and women, not too many single men in the audience. But the reaction to various characters when they would show up on screen, and the genius, this guy Julian Fellowes, who created 10 years ago the idea, or 12 years, whenever it was, I think they started on the air 9 years ago, actually, six seasons of Downton Abbey. People really, really, really loved the stories and the characters, and they all are back. So, as it...
Let me ask you a question. Did it feel bigger as a movie than a TV show, or basically the same?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I felt the same comfort level with all the main characters. It was... I mean, everybody that you saw on the television show was in the movie.
In the movie.
It translated very well to the big screen.
Yeah, I think that's the answer.
The only difference, really, just the camera angles. They had, like, you can tell that, you know, they had just bigger scenes and bigger camera angles.
Yes.
But other than that, it still felt pretty intimate, I thought.
Yeah, it did. And then,
well, let me ask
the
question.
The action sequences.
The zombies. The zombies were amazing,
yeah, were no
Chuck.
Zombies.
You would have loved the zombies.
All right.
And it was set up. I'm talking to you, it's meaningless. I probably shouldn't even have this conversation with you because you don't know.
No, I'm listening.
But I will tell you that there is another movie. If they've already, I think I saw something out of the corner of my eye the other day. They're already starting to work on the script for the next one. They've put together four or five different scenarios, right, Victoria, that lead perfectly into the next movie.
Yeah.
So you'll see, as long as they're this successful, I see these things continuing. And
I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. All right, what else have you got movie news-wise?
A TV news. Remember the 1990s TV show Walker, Texas Ranger with Chuck Norris?
Yes, yes.
CBS is going to reboot it. Actor named Jared Padalecki, who is in the long-running CW show Supernatural, is going to fill in for the Norris character in this reboot. They find it viable. I wonder if Norris is attached to some sort of executive producer. I have to believe, because he had so much creative control over that show. It was a very big hit. It aired on CBS, I believe on Saturday night, and it brought in some really strong ratings.
Are you surprised?
So we're going to go the reboot route.
Are you surprised that the Rambo movie didn't do better than it did?
No, I never believed the tracking of $25 million. I thought that was way high. I'm going to go see it today and let you know what I think about it tomorrow. But I know some people who liked it, some people who did not like it. And the critics really think it's way, way over the top in terms of its violence. It is Rambo, but I'll be the judge of that myself.
Yeah, I have great regard for Sylvester Stallone. I think he's one of our great actors, great contributors, great writer stories, and I don't think this needed to be that violent. When I saw the trailer, I just thought, no, I'm not going to go see it. But you'll tell us tomorrow, and that'll be good enough for us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.